producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jocelyn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Jocelyn, what's on your mind?
I have a question about my daughter.
Okay.
I have a 2.5-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Okay.
And my 1-year-old has just recently, she's almost ready to walk, so the sibling rivalry has begun.
Escalated,
Yes, definitely. So the problem I'm dealing with, I think it's very common, but I don't know how to deal with it. And the way I have been dealing it, I think is not correct.
Okay.
So,
tell me what you've been doing. Tell me what the problem is and what she's doing.
So the problem is, you know, there's the one toy in the corner of the room that nobody wants. And then the baby wants it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, my
oldest
daughter...
Come and take it. It's mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
She yanks it out of her hand, or
yep.
she pushes her down.
Yep.
So what I've been doing, which I realize now is the same thing that you talk about that you did with your daughter, where it's like, no, we don't hit. So I yank it out of my oldest hand... And then I say, no, you don't, you know, give it to your sister. And then I give it to the baby. But, I mean, I'm doing the same thing that she's doing to her sister. I'm doing to her, I feel.
Okay.
So.
I think it's not bad, but there needs to be a larger context here.
Okay.
Tell one of the ways of dealing with this, because what we really need to do, again, saying to what I would probably do... Well, let me back off a little bit, because I was going to say, it's not a terrible solution, but it gives her face time for being naughty. She'll have a heart attack, as you know. She'll have a temper tantrum, and then you have to deal with her. And it also, unfortunately, sends the message to the 1-year-old, who will figure it out very quickly, here's a way to get my sister in trouble. So it's not... It's not a terrible solution, but probably what I would... Again, let's back off this particular issue and get a larger context, and then we'll come back to it. What we need to do is help older child understand there's a huge advantage at this moment to being a big sister. And what I would point out is big sisters get to stay up later. Big sisters get to watch television. Big sisters, when are you bottle feeding, breastfeeding? How are we feeding the 1-year-old?
Bottle feeding.
Okay. That if the 2.5-year-old comes and maybe reads you a story, or you read her a story when you're feeding the 1-year-old, the idea being that helping the 2.5-year-old understand that she gets special attention for being 2.5. And the nicer she is to her baby sister, the more attention she gets. Because otherwise, she will figure out that basically being naughty is the only way to really get your attention away from the 1-year-old. So
okay.
It has to be that larger context. And because then you can say to the 2.5-year-old, wow, you know, you were so nice to give your baby sister that toy that you get a gold star. And when you get 2 gold stars, you get to do whatever. All right? Because
mm-hmm.
otherwise it's just you took it from your sister, you get to go back to your sister, she'll then have a temper tantrum, then you're saying, you can't behave like this, or she'll go clobber the 1-year-old, and then
mm-hmm.
she has to be punished for that. So it needs, it's not that there's any, you can see that there's no obvious perfect solution to the notion of the younger kid took the toy and now the older kid wants it. And again, it will teach
mm-hmm.
the younger child, here's a way to get mom's attention as well. All I have to do is pick up a toy. My sister will slug me. I then cry. Mom will come and give me both the toy and the attention. So,
mm-hmm.
and so what we want is a larger kind of context in that of their huge advantages to being the big sister and being nice to your sister. And you get gold stars for it when we're giving the baby her lunch. If you come and read a story. And, of course, the younger sister will adore the older sister, even if she's clobbering her. Because that's younger
mm-hmm.
kids really like older sister. So try, rather than punishing this in And I'll tell you what I would do rather than giving the toy to the kid. What I would do is your daughter takes the toy. You go and play with the kid. Because that's really, I think, a more powerful lesson. As you point out, if big people could just take toys from little people, exactly as you say, all right, little big person takes it from littler person, mom who's bigger takes it from me. So, you know, that's not really the lesson. The lesson is you're going to get a lot more attention for doing good than doing wicked. And if you just ignore the fact she's taking the toy, except to give the younger child the attention. Now, the problem is that it's teaching the younger child that if she hollers enough, she'll get attention. But she probably already knows that. So it's not reinforcing that a whole lot. Yeah, it's not reinforcing that a whole lot. So, Jocelyn, you hear that I think that the larger issue is not what do we do when the younger child takes the toy, because that's, and again, I think the it's not a perfect solution, but ignore the 2.5-year-old and focus on the 1-year-old, because understand that the gold standard here in the toy is mom's attention. So if the 2.5-year-old figures that what I do is get the kids, you know, mom's attention diverted to the enemy, she's less likely to do it. At the same time, giving her huge clues about how to get your attention, which is to be nice, to rub the 1-year-old's feet, and to tell her stories, and to hold her hand, and make sure that the frying pans are very far away from your 2.5 daughter's reach, so she doesn't clobber the kid. So I think, give it a try. Let me know if it works. It should. 855-99-DR-JOY. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
I'm wondering what the best way there is that I can tell a gentleman that I am uncomfortable with his driving. He's in his mid-70s, and he's not really a wild, crazy driver, but he's gotten kind of hesitant.
Oops. What's the relationship with this dude?
Well, we've been friends for probably 40 years as couples, and I was widowed several years ago. He was recently widowed about 6 months ago.
So are you dating him?
Well, not really dating, but we've been to a few movies. And he'll
okay, call. How often do you go out together?
Oh, once a month, maybe.
What if you said, especially since it's not a romance, what if you said, hey, look, let me pick you up?
I think he would be... I don't want to offend him.
Well, but that's, you know, if you say you're a really horrible driver and my stomach hurts every time I get in the car, and, you know, I bring my rosary beads with me and just pray,
exactly.
That's going to be offensive. If you say, hey, listen, I thought we'd go to the movie tonight. How about if I picked you up? You know, my car, you know, I haven't had the car out for a while, and I need to run a couple of errands first, and I'll just drive by and pick you up.
Yeah, that might work once or twice.
Well, but that's all you're talking about, you know, you're talking about that'll take care of the next 2 months.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can figure out things to do in, you know, closer to home. So he, you know, maybe invite him over for dinner rather than going out to movies.
Yeah, it's when he's coming my direction that, you know.
Well, but if you don't have to get in the car with him, if he just comes your direction and then you go, you know, you fix him dinner or you rent a video.
Yeah.
And at some point you can say, do you know, I'm just not, because he's probably not terribly comfortable driving either if he's that lousy.
Well, I don't know. I think he's kind of in denial. I think he's got some of the beginnings of Parkinson's.
Well, but look, if for the next 2 months you drive, all right, the month after that you invite him over for dinner and rent a video, and the month after, we're already 3 or 4 months in. If he's got Parkinson's, it's very likely in that amount of time that the symptoms will worsen, at which point you can say, hey, listen, I notice you've got a little bit of a tremor here. I'd really love to drive if it'd be okay with you. I'd feel better about it. I feel like I'm overtaxing you.
Yeah.
But it'll take care of it for the next couple of months.
All right. Well, we'll just...
You know, in our society, the car is a symbol of independence, and we run amok.
He's always been, you know, the man of the house.
I hear. Yeah, but it may be fun to say to him, hey, you little macho man, I'm a modern woman. Let me take you every once in a while.
Yeah, he knows that I do drive a lot.
So that's perfect.
Of course. And so...
if you make it charming and then he gets... one of the possibilities is go on a trip and say, you know, I'm a terrible navigator. If you'll navigate, I'll drive.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, all you have to do is be charming about it, and my guess is you can probably get around it relatively easy, at least temporarily.
Yeah. Well, we'll give it a try.
All right, call me in a couple months after we've extended these kind of things, and we'll try something else.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. Jackie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help?
Hi, Dr. Joy. It's nice to talk to you.
Thank you. How may I help you?
Well, I was listening to a podcast, one of your podcasts, where you mentioned that you started a company or a
foundation.
Event, I guess foundation, yeah, for charitable donations, and that you make sure that 100% of the donated money goes to your cause. You mentioned that there are other organizations that you give to who support your belief that most of the money should go towards that cause. Well, I'm part of an organization, and we're planning a women's tea, and we're going to use the money to benefit breast cancer research. And so I'm looking for an organization that we can give to, you know, where most of the money is not going towards overhead. And I'm wondering if you have a recommendation.
So you want to have an organization that, that deals with breast cancer?
Breast cancer research, training, or anything to do with breast cancer where they're not...
But they don't have a huge overhead. I got it.
Yeah,
good for you. All right. It's interesting because I was having exactly this conversation with somebody last night.
Because
there are an awful lot of what all, and I'm not going to mention because I just assume not get sued. But I was actually talking with a guy from the UK, and he said in Britain that it's very easy because in order to be a nonprofit, you have to register with the government, which you do here as well. You have to register and with the IRS. And you can actually go to a website and find out how much they take in, what their percentage of overhead is, what they've done, what they've dispersed in the last year. Here, I'll tell you what I found as the best resource. And it's not foolproof, but it's because otherwise, you can certainly call up. If in your state, you can check out the Attorney General's office, you can check out the Better Business Bureau. But I'll tell you what I discovered quite accidentally, and I'll tell you how I discovered it, which is, as you probably are aware, if you have a foundation, you have to disperse funds by December 31st for the tax year. And one year, I had just gotten a little careless, and it was already December 31st, and I realized I didn't have enough stamps. And, you know, there was one year where I sent out, I had a whole bunch of one penny stamps because they kept changing the postage. So I had a whole bunch of one penny stamps so I could add to like a 40 cent stamp. This one, it looked like, a nincompoop. Had done. The entire envelope was covered with one penny stamps. So I decided that was not a very good idea. But if you pay online, then it's designated for December 31st, I didn't have to worry about postage anymore. And the one that I found that was the most useful, even though they do take a percentage, which is a problem, is American Express. And it's called, let's see if I can Google it. It's called like American Express Charity. That's not exactly its name, but let me just see if I can find it. American Express Charities. And they will have a list of all American Express, I think it's called Charitable Giving. And they have a list of all the appropriate or all the eligible 501c3s, and they will tell you where they're located, who's in charge of them, how much they disperse, and that was very helpful for me, and what their goals are and things of that sort. I'm trying to think, as far as I'm concerned, I think the best way of giving, and I found this for myself as well, is locally. Because you can find out more about the group. You can see, for example, if I give, I'm just trying to think, and I don't want to bad mouth anything. If I give some money, let's say I give $1,000 to a national organization. First of all, I'm not sure it's going to have any impact in my area whatsoever. And if it's a national organization, they very likely have a much bigger budget. On the other hand, and I've done this, that, for example, women's shelters, and I've done some investigation partially because I was working on the Mayor's Commission Against Domestic Violence, and $1,000 to a local women's shelter is a huge percentage of their budget. And I can go there, I can see what's happening to the money, I know where, and so I'm a great fan of giving locally, just because I think you can, that the
the benefit ratio is higher, the overhead is usually lower, you can see what's going on, you can check with the Better Business Bureau, you can actually ask them what their percentage of giving is or how much, as I said at the meeting last night, I raised my hand and said, how much does it cost to educate per kid? Or, you know, how do you, you're saying you're providing this free to the schools. How much does it actually cost? What do you need the money for? You know, are you paying for, one of the things that, that drives me crazy is not, is paying an administrator a large salary or paying for a building. Because if you're a nonprofit, basically you can get a building donated in almost every place. You pay a dollar a month or a dollar a year. So what I would do I'm delighted you've got an organization that's doing this. What I would do, and I would have other people on your committee do it too, of having them do the research so it's not just you that has to do it, and find a local organization that has that either has a very limited staff or a volunteer, or primarily volunteer staff. You can find out how much the CEO makes, and you can figure out what the budget is and figure out what percentage is, whether they pay rent, all those kinds of things. And you can kind of adopt an agency. This particular women's group that I used to work with had, and they, because it was a battered women's shelter, they didn't publicize the address, and it took a lot for me to be able to go there. Because they, you know, they wanted to make sure that their clientele was safe, and I knew and I'd say, if I give you this amount of money, where does it go? How much does it cost to do this? And it was very comforting for me, and I made a huge difference in their budget. So that's what I suggest is doing it close to home as much as you can with something that makes some sense to you. What I might even do is the research issue is a little complicated because you're basically talking in general about either a university or American Cancer Society or some combination of that. So your dollars are probably not going to go as far in research, but you may want to do things like having somebody visit a mastectomy patient in the hospital, or donating, you know, maybe doing child care for a woman who's in hospital. See if there are things that make sense to you as a group, and go and talk to the local hospital. Again, I'm a great fan of local groups rather than national groups.
Okay, wonderful. You gave me much more than I even asked for. Thank you so much.
Good. Well, and good for you guys. And I think the other thing that we talked about last night, which I think was really important, especially at this time of year, of if you as a, well, you obviously as a woman, and you as a group, and maybe other individuals are going to give some money around, sit down and talk with your kids about it as well. Because first of all, kids can have great ideas. Second of all, I think it's the only way that we can really ensure that our kids have some sense of giving back. You know, if the first time we ever talk to somebody about giving back is when they're in their 40s, it's not a habit with them. If you talk with your kids about, you know, here's the amount of money as a family that we're going to give to a charity, what charity do you think makes some sense? You'll get your kids involved in it. I think it's a great thing to do this time of year. So good on you, Jackie. If there's anything else I can do to help, let me know. But go local. John, you'll be next. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great thing to do. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy. How are you today?
Doing very well, John. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, thanks.
What can I do to make things better?
I recently just joined the volunteer fire department in my local town.
Okay.
And my girlfriend of a little over 2 years is having a very, very hard time with me being in the department. She's very supportive about the idea, but she's having a very hard time emotionally about it.
What?
Something's going to happen.
Has she been down to the firehouse? Has she ever been with you down there?
We tried that, and she got two steps in and wanted to run out.
Why? What's her concern?
Her concern is basically I'm going to get hurt and won't be around. And I'm at a loss. I've tried talking about it. I've tried communicating about it. She tried talking about what we do. Nothing's really helping. But she's being supportive, and she refuses to let me leave. But at the same time, it's taking a toll on her.
Has she ever been in a fire?
No.
Has she ever... Is there some history of loss in her life?
There is history of loss in her life, and she has some pretty nasty relationships before me.
Well, tell me about the loss. Are her parents alive?
Yes, it was one of her, I don't know which family member, I think it was her grandmother. She passed away in the hospital with her.
How old was her grandmother when she died?
To be honest, I don't know. It was way before my time.
It's one thing to pass away at 50, it's another to pass away at 90.
Mm-hmm. I would say 60, 70s, and she would have been in high school when this happened.
Listen, I think, first of all, my guess is that even though you being a volunteer firefighter, what do you do when you're? What do you do for work?
Work. I work for the municipality.
Doing what?
I'm a worker.
Okay. Doing
Parks and Recreation.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not sure that I would go to the extent of saying, look, you could be trying to rescue somebody in a swimming pool and have them drown you. I'm not sure that it makes any sense to increase her anxiety about other things. My guess is that she is a fairly high anxiety person to begin with, and this is just the place that it's gone to roost. And it may be, I mean, part of it may have to do with, in theory, being a firefighter is a relatively high-risk job. But as you know, the thing about being a firefighter, I actually studied firefighters at one point when I was in graduate school, and it's an interesting profession because it goes from being boring as the very Dickens, doing nothing hour after hour, to an adrenaline rush, you know, to the scariest stuff, and really nothing in between. So it really requires, if you think about it, two very different kinds of characteristics. As being a volunteer, I think, helps a bit because you're not going to be called unless there is... You don't have to do the boring part. You don't have to do the part... I mean, it's one of the reasons that firefighters have chili cook-offs and stuff, because they spend so much time in the firehouse waiting for something to happen. So they read a lot, and they play cards a lot, and they cook a lot. But you're going to be spared the boring part because you're going to be a volunteer. You presume you're going to only be called when there's an issue, there's a fire. But my guess is if she looks about it, that there's different areas. That first of all, that there was an unexpected loss in her life. My guess, I don't know if her grandmother fits into that category or not, because most of us anticipate losing a grandparent. I mean, they're two generations older than we are. So the likelihood of them surviving, I mean, the likelihood of us predeceasing them is not very high. So, but there may be something there that she hasn't really looked at. It may be because she has relationship issues. How old is your girlfriend?
Turning 25.
Okay. And how old are you?
23.
Okay. And I don't, has she ever been married? That was a long time to get to know. What is that? What are you not telling me here?
No, it was just, there was a promise ring at the beginning of another relationship, but I don't know much about it. She doesn't want to talk about much about that.
See, I think there's something else going on here. And you're kind of just making, you're kind of reaffirming that point. It may have to do with her grandmother, a little bit unlikely, but maybe there's some sort of continuing story there. It may be that she's, you know, that her relationships only go 2 years or something and break up. It may be that there's some issue about a previous relationship that she's really not looking at. Because her reaction of walking into a fire station or a a fire department and having to leave, that's a pretty extreme reaction. I mean, we're not asking her to walk into a burning building. There's something else going on here. And rather than you try to reassure her, because you're now caught and she's now caught between not only a rock and a hard place, but just that she's not willing to say you can't do this or I don't want you to do this. In fact, she's encouraging you to stay, but she's saying I'm miserable about it, which leaves both of you no place. I think she needs to either call me or find a therapist and figure out what's really going on here, because I think you're volunteering as a firefighter is just has triggered this. I don't think it caused it at all. I mean, this is something that's going on for her that's probably independent of you, very likely independent of fire, probably doesn't have a huge amount to do with danger, but has to do with her sense of loss, and that it's strong enough and unexamined enough that it's nearly a phobic reaction at this moment. So there's something else going on here. So whether you quit the fire department or not would probably not change it. It might make it go away temporarily, but you'd be resentful of her, and she'd feel guilty, and she's still left with whatever this secret is that's making her so unhappy. So the way to deal with secrets is to, you know, figure out what they are and what you can do about them. And you're not going to be able to do it for her. It's something she's going to have to do for herself. Because whatever it is uncomfortable enough that she's not willing to look at it, which means she's not willing to share it.
Okay.
You can play the podcast for her in an hour or something and just say that, I mean, I believe her reaction. I believe that she's having some real difficulty with it. But the very fact that she's saying, I feel terrible about it, but I don't want you to quit, is an acknowledgement on some level that she knows that this, it's not linear. It's not, gee, John's going to go and put himself at risk. It's that there's something else going on here to the extent that she can't even walk into a fire station. You know, because ordinarily one of the possibilities is to say, look, why doesn't she become a volunteer or something as well? She can work out of the fire station, or, I mean, she could train to be there are women firefighters as well. So it's not, it's something a great deal more complicated and a great deal more hidden than the obvious. And she's not going to figure that out until she really goes. And it's not going to be much fun, because whatever it is unpleasant enough for her that she's built all these defenses around it. And on some level, she knows that because of her kind of ambivalence about you doing this. So what I'm saying, darling, is it ain't your problem, but it is a problem in the relationship. And she's going to have to deal with it because you can't.
Because any time, even if there's a fellow person around, she just feels like she just wants to melt away from the conversation.
Yeah, there's something else going on here. I believe that she's having a really major reaction to it. But, you know, people don't overreact. They're just reacting to something that we're not aware of. And that's what's going on here. And we need to become aware of it, not only for your sake and for the relationship's sake, but mostly for her sake. I mean, she's suffering with this, but it's not. If you decided, how did she deal with the Ebola stuff that's been in the news the last couple of months?
Nothing at all. She's in that kind of medical field, and it doesn't bother her. Well, I wouldn't say it would bother her. Like it doesn't.
Yeah, but that's really interesting, isn't it? Because it's something that scared a lot of people, and she's not scared about it. And in theory, you could say that she was at risk at that. And so it's something. My guess is that it has to do with a relationship. But she's going to have to go sort through it. She don't want to be carrying around that kind of nonsense the rest of her life, and it's not healthy for your relationship. And she's now put you in a position inadvertently where no matter what you do, it's wrong. She's put herself in that same position, so she needs to do some work about this. Alrighty?
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, John. Chris, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How may I help?
My brother was, I'm 44, he's 40. About 2001 to 2006, almost 2007, we had a serious girlfriend. They lived together. She had a son. He just turned 20, so he was like 7 to 12 when they were together.
Okay.
He helped raise this young man. It was a very dysfunctional relationship. When they did break up, they kind of lost all contact with each other.
Okay, let me just stop you for just a minute here. I'll put you on hold and be right back to you. We just have to take a break here. I'll be right back. All right, we'll come back with the dysfunctional relationship and what's going on today. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do. Even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Chris, who's recounting the fact that she has a younger brother who was in a relationship with a woman for basically 7 years and had a young son from, the woman did, from at the time was about 7 to 13 years old. He's now 20. And the sounds like your brother has not seen a woman since they broke up. Has she seen? Has your brother seen the child at all, or not?
Did see her about a year ago. I had we happened to have a high school reunion and a family function at the same place, and we knew she was going to be there. And So I mean, we all went up to her, said hi to her, gave her a hug. You know, it was a while ago that they broke up.
Sure.
My question is, her son just passed away from either a drug overdose or suicide. I don't know the details.
Wow.
And so I found out yesterday, and I just, the calling hours are like 5 minutes from my house, and my brother is not going to go. He was going to go to the mass. He's not going because he's now married, and there's this pressure from my sister-in-law, I think, that she doesn't want him to go. So
I think she's wrong, but...
I agree, but I can't persuade her, and I can't make him, you know, change his decision. But
right.
My sister and I would like to go together to the calling hours. I mean, we won't be there long. He was part of our family. As dysfunctional as their relationship was, you know, my brother helped raise this kid. So I guess I just want your opinion on, it's the right thing to do, I feel. But my sister feels that because my brother's not going, that it makes him look bad. Or whatever. I'm not going for my brother. I'm going
because
she's 44
and I think your sister-in-law is making a mistake. That funerals are for the living because the dead presumably are beyond pain at that moment. And it's a sign of respect. And I think that he will probably regret not going. But that's not your issue. But I think you and your sister are absolutely, you don't have to explain why your brother's there or not there. I think you go and pay your respects. And I think that's fine. And my guess is that she will be bereaved enough that she probably won't even ask after him. Because that's not going to be her focus at this moment. As I said, I think he's making a mistake, and I think his current wife, you know, we don't spring from the head of Zeus fully armored as adults, so we have past, and presumably she's not a threat to him or a threat to her or her new marriage, and that we pay respects, and that this is your brother's opportunity to say goodbye to somebody that was important. But understand that even if she gave permission, your brother may feel a certain amount of guilt about this, and so all I can give. There's a family member of mine. I guess I can talk about it because he's no longer with us. My paternal grandmother had a stroke in her early 60s and lived for about, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, essentially in a vegetative state, which terrifies me. But that's a different story. And I was away at college when it happened. And whenever I came home, which was in the summers, and or at least occasionally in the summers, and for holidays, I would go see my grandmother. My mother would go and see her fairly frequently, maybe a couple times a month. And my father never, ever went to visit her, not even once. And at the time, I was... You know, I was sort of upset about it, but I mean, he did what he could, and for him, this was his mother. He was the only son. His parents were divorced when he was very young, and you know, people do what they can do. I remember thinking at the time that it was not, you know, that he was gonna. It was going to cause him some grief in the long run. Look, nobody loves going and visiting somebody who's in a coma that was important to you. Nobody that I know loves going to funerals. Nobody likes making condolence calls. Nobody likes going to viewings. I mean, these are things we do to say to the people, to the survivors, you're not alone. This person will be remembered. We're here for you. We're a community. We're human beings. And so I think even though nobody likes doing it, I mean, I can't imagine anybody saying, oh, goody, I get to go to a funeral today. That's going to be so great.
No.
But you do it. And I think you do it because it's part of how we comfort one another, part of how we connect with one another. As I said, I think that your job is not either to explain your brother's absence or necessarily to convince him to go. But I think you and your sister, I think it is a sign of respect. It is a sign of love. It is a way of saying goodbye to this certainly troubled person. I can't imagine her saying, gee, is Jack going to show up? Just because I think her focus is going to be somewhere else. And if she asks, you can say, I have no idea. But
yeah,
we just wanted
know.
To come. Yeah, we just wanted to come and pay our respects.
All right. Well, I appreciate you confirming my decision. So I'm going to talk to my sister, and we're going to end up going. So thank you for your help.
You're most welcome, and good for you for doing what's not easy. You know, it brings up, we had an email about suicide this week, and it's never an easy topic to talk about, but man, if I can't talk about it, who can? And there is an article that was, which is really irritating, that came out today that says soldiers at high suicide risk can be identified with a math model. Well, which is a really interesting notion, unless you read through the article and then you just want to slap somebody. And they said the strongest predictor of suicide risks include being male, possessing a registered firearm, attempting suicide in the past, prior psychiatric treatment, the number of antidepressant prescriptions. I mean, hello?
Right, yeah.
I mean, and they're saying, well, the computer is better than the psychiatrist at figuring this out. What doctor wouldn't be asking exactly those questions?
Yeah, isn't that?
I mean,
it's
just absolutely asinine. And you hear me when someone calls and says someone's suicide, I say, do they have access to firearms?
Yep. Should be the first.
So, I mean, my first thought was, this is great, you know, that we've got a math model that now can predict, and computers are better than human beings at dealing with a huge amount of data. But this isn't a huge amount of data. This is straightforward. I mean, it makes me nuts.
Should be your first thoughts in this case.
Well, yeah. These are questions that you would ask in the first kind of 5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. Mathematical
equation. Yeah, mathematical equation. You know, well, and look, I think the mathematical equation that we talked about earlier this week about being able to accurately diagram, or as far as we know, accurately diagram a wormhole is fascinating, because what we're talking about is NASA scientists.
There you go. Yeah.
Now, why computers at this moment would be better than what they had then? And computers have gotten faster, but it's basically the same issues, is that you're just dealing with a huge amount of data very quickly.
Yep.
So I'm not sure, to be quite honest, given that the data and given that NASA, it's not exactly like NASA was dealing with, you know, monks with quill pens. You know, anything that you read, you have to look at it. You don't have to be jaundiced about it, but you have to say, what's really the point here? What's the point they're trying to make? And make sure that it actually does make some sense. Because there's a lot of nonsense that's masquerading as science. Science is real, useful, but make sure that we're really talking science. I'll do movies for you tomorrow. Non-scientific, but I'll do them. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.